Good morning, everyone. How are we doing today?
Good, good.
I wore my shark hoodie today because of Mr. Lewis, because I always do that when I present it in his class. So, life feels impossible when you are in your head all the time. You put a smile on your face so people don't ask if you are okay. Mental health is getting more real every second. We have been talking about home. I want to dive into the mental home, not the physical one. Sometimes our mental home feels like it's slowly falling apart, brick by brick. People will sometimes show you their mental home and others may not. I bet for some of us, it's hard to show others your mental home. Others will show them freely. People tend to steer more the first option. You keep your thoughts and your feelings in your head. You don't like to show how you are feeling. As you view it, makes you weaker. That's exactly what the devil wants. He wants you to feel alone, feel like you can't share. I encourage you who feel like this to find someone you trust and sit down and talk with them. Those of you who lean towards the second option, be careful who you share with and be mindful who you tell and talk about. I encourage you guys to listen more and be more present with your conversations. When you feel like your options and opinions don't matter, you have already lost part of your mental home. As a reminder, there is always someone in your mental home, even when you don't look. Even when you are rushing out the door, he waits for you in the rocking chair by the fire pit. It does not matter if you are annoyed in the morning or can't go to bed at 3 a.m. He is willing to have a conversation with you. He cares about you every millisecond, every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, and every year. His love is unconditional. It's hard for us to even comprehend that type of love. So I encourage everyone to go by the fire, sit down, and even maybe have a coffee with him. His face shines every time he sees you. You are so special to him. That is Jesus. Thank you.